The lonely old woman began to pace the London dock frantically. Her weary eyes scanned the foggy horizon as she tried to discern the gradual movements of the incoming ships, dwarfed in the distance, desperately praying that one of them might be the British steamer Waratah. Her only son was aboard the overdue vessel, returning from Sydney, Australia that day in 1909. But as she and others around her waited for hours for news of the missing ship, the fear that its 300 passengers might never be seen again became alarmingly real. No one knows what happened to the Waratah. None but the hundreds of people last seen boarding its fatal passage from the Australian shores. And for each of those who vanished on that mysterious voyage, a mother, a father, a family or friends were left with the reminder that life on Earth is temporal and full of sorrows and darkness. As people around the world mourn the sadness so often brought in life, a young American composer determined to dedicate himself to bringing the encouragement of Christ to others. He recognized that only in the Lord is there hope and joy, which can wipe away the grief of life's struggles. The musician set a goal of attempting to be a channel of a blessing for at least one hurting person each day. It was with this